Thank you, Mr. Knudsen. Well, happy fourth day of the feast. No response. That's okay. I wasn't expecting a response. As you get up in numbers there, it kind of gets a little bit more bittersweet as you know the feast is going by pretty fast. Well, greetings from East Texas. It is beautiful here. Typically, it's pretty warm like it is back home, so it's been nice to have these extra cool days here recently. Well, today is Family Day, so we're going to try something a little bit different here today. I'm going to get this message is going to be aimed more so for the teens and the preteens. And, I was a teen and a preteen once. It's been a few years ago. I can still vaguely remember those days, but I remember not having a large attention span. So part of the thing I want to do is I want to get your attention right away. So I'm going to play something here that you probably have not heard, or at least heard from a lectern, okay? So here we go. You going to play that again real quick? Okay, any guesses as to what that is? Screaming goats. See, the kids knew. The kids knew right away. Okay. So you knew what that sound was, some of you. Okay, that is fantastic because I didn't know what that was. It was a goat call, okay. So you understood, you saw what it was. Did you understand what that scream meant? Any guesses? Help me? I don't speak goat. I'm not entirely sure. The thing is, that goat scream was a goat call. It was a way for that goat to communicate something to another goat. That's why you probably didn't recognize what it meant. You see, that call wasn't for you. You weren't meant to receive that call. However, there is a call you are meant to receive. Go ahead and turn to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, we'll start there. Acts chapter 2, verse 39. Teens and preteens, God is calling you. This is not just for your parents. He wants you in his future family. He wants you to share in that reward of eternal life. He wants you in his family. Acts chapter 2, we'll read verse 39. Acts chapter 2, verse 39 says, "For the promise is to you, and to your children, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." Now you might see this and say, even though it's very clear that that promise is to you, to anyone who can hear his call, and if you're here, if you're hearing my voice, you're at the feast, God is calling you. But you might say to yourself, well, that scripture doesn't speak directly to me because it says, as many as the Lord our God will call. And I'm just a teen. I'm just a preteen. Why would God be calling me? Well, turn, if you would, please, to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. We're going to read verses 13 through 16. And in case any of you decide to nod off during this sermon, I do have this to play. It will wake you back up, okay? Just warning you. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 and 16, it's an interaction between Christ and the disciples and the little children. And these little children are much younger than you as a teen or a preteen. But let's read that. Mark chapter 10, verse 13. "Then they brought the little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. And when the disciples saw it, Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased. And he said to them, 'Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.' And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them." We see in Christ's example here that he loved the little children. He took them up in his arms and he blessed them. So why would God be calling you now? Because he loves you. He wants you to be part of His family. That kingdom of God, He wants a relationship with you now. Not just your parents. You know, perhaps one of the more difficult things for you as a second, third, fourth, fifth generation Christian, whichever you are, is coming to that realization that God is calling you now. See, I grew up in the church as a third generation Christian. And as I hit the teen years, I started contemplating baptism. And as you start to think about that, your mindset's a little different. You know, I kept putting it off because I wasn't perfect yet. Well, I wasn't ever going to get there. I felt like I didn't know anything, right? I was waiting for this aha moment when suddenly a moment of clarity and then I would know, now I need to do it. I didn't really grasp how much God had already poured into me, how much understanding He had already given me growing up in the church. Brethren, it's no different for each one of you, teens and preteens. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, we'll read verses 14 and 15. See, God has given you more understanding than you realize. This is especially true if you grew up in the church, because your whole life has been in the church. It's all you've known. You don't realize how much understanding God has already given to you. 2 Timothy chapter 3, let's read verse 14 and 15. It says, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." At home, in services, in teen Bible study, in Sabbath class, you have been taught the Scriptures. You have been taught the foundational blocks of what God expects of you. How to live God's way of life. You can understand things that even the smartest, the brightest, most intelligent people in this world can't understand. Think about that. You can understand the most important matters of life that the most brilliant scientists, most brilliant thinkers of this world can't even grasp. You have this map that leads to happiness, leads to that reward of eternal life in the kingdom, while the world around you is chaos and confusion. You have that peace and that understanding. You have meaning to your life because God is calling you. And He's revealing His way of life, His plan of salvation to you. And you can see that living God's way of life is truly a blessed way of life. Do we live it perfect? No. Do we still make mistakes? Unfortunately, yes. Do our parents make mistakes? This is for the kids. Do our parents make mistakes? Yes, absolutely. But you're here sharing this wonderful experience of the Feast of Tabernacles with them. You're getting to enjoy a foretaste of the kingdom now, and that is so incredibly special. You know, I know for myself, some of the best memories I have as a teen and preteen are from the feast. You know, you get to go to these fun places. You meet these new people. You get to do these fun, exciting things. I know when I was younger, it was goofy golf. That was the greatest thing. You know, that you get not putt-putt, because that's just pedestrian. It was goofy golf, because it had the dinosaurs. It had all the cool stuff. But you're here sharing this feast with your family as God intended it. What are your friends doing? Friends in the world, they're back home. They're going to school, the everyday, boring, mundane life. while you're here enjoying God's way of life, God's feast. They don't know what they're missing yet, because God has not called them yet. Turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. We're going to wrap it up in Acts 2. We're going to read verses 38 and 39. Right now, this phase that you are in as God is beginning to call you is the preparation stage. God is getting you ready. He's leading you to baptism and conversion towards a commitment to His glorious way of life. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." God is preparing you now. He's calling out each and every one of you because He wants you to receive that reward of eternal life. He wants you as part of His family, and that is just awesome. You have an incredible reward waiting for you if you answer that call. You see this call? That's not for you. This call, that's for you. Hope you'll have a wonderful family day.